Proclaiming the occasion a great day for Albany County, County Executive Dan McCoy signed a styrofoam ban into law at Bethlehem Town Hall. The ban passed the county legislature in early November in a 24-12 vote and only applies to businesses with at least 15 locations nationally. But McCoy says the new law doesn't go far enough.
We're going to do everything in our power to reduce, reuse, and recycle.
McCoy announced a trio of initiatives. He'll appoint a commission to find viable options to handling waste going into the county landfill in hopes of reducing the amount. An agricultural initiative will be dedicated to setting conservation goals to preserve base farmland throughout the 562 square miles of Albany County. And lastly, McCoy intends to put together a new county public service agency with a 7-member board empowered to tackle recycling and expand renewable energy options. The styrofoam ban kicks in January 1st. Businesses have 6 months to implement the plan. McCoy says he's not done with the issue yet.
We need to implement all stores in Albany County within 3 years. And I say 3 years because it gives options that we can look at new recyclable. We can come up with other things to do and not just pick on chain stores.
Environmental advocates have long warned that styrofoam containers will take 500 years to biodegrade. They'll now focus their efforts on New York City, where officials are mulling over banning polystyrene cups and plates. While the measure was proposed under Mayor Bloomberg, Travis Prue, Communications Director of Environmental Advocates of New York, believes Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio will be right on board because he has a history of supporting environmental measures. Prue says many fast food chains are already being proactive in replacing some plastic containers.
In fact, many of these companies have already started to make the switch because they know their product isn't good. It takes 15 minutes to eat something out of a plastic foam container, but it'll outlive you by 500 years.
Opponents have argued that styrofoam bans will be job killers, especially in New York's Finger Lakes region. Illinois-based manufacturer Pactiv Corporation employs more than 800 people at its Canandaigua plant. Officials told the Daily Messenger that a citywide styrofoam ban would cost New York City businesses, consumers, and agencies at least an additional $91.3 million per year because they would be forced to switch to higher-cost alternatives. Prue says it just hasn't played out that way on the West Coast in communities where similar types of bans have been enacted. Dunkin' Donuts did not return a call for comment in time for broadcast. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.